Hello, everyone. Welcome to / welcome back to the Doll Mom Podcast. I am so excited for today's episode. It's episode 26. So crazy that we are at episode 26, but it's an epic one because we have such an amazing and talented and wonderful and beautiful and amazing and awesome. And I can go on and on about this guest that we have on today. It is Simone from @sq.americangirl on Instagram. Woo! I am so excited for today's episode. Today we're going to be getting to know Simone, how she got into dolls, into this social media doll world and all that. And then we're going to talk about how she worked for American Girl, which I think is like one of the most interesting and cool things about her. So I feel like without further ado, since we have such an amazing and exciting episode today, let's get started. Simone, how did you get into dolls?
Well, when I was a kid, I remember being at my neighbor's house. She was looking at an American Girl catalog on her porch, and I just was looking at it with her. And I remember thinking that the dolls and their outfits and their accessories were just so cool. That was back in the day when there were only 5 historical dolls. It was Molly, Kirsten, Samantha, Addie, and Felicity, but I just thought they were just so cool. So I started getting the books out of the library, and I have family in Chicago, so I started going to the American Girl store when we went to go visit them in Chicago. And then I got my first doll, Molly, for my 8th birthday.
I love that. So when you went to Chicago, since it was like only like the first 5 dolls, was it like the original location that you went to?
Yeah, and it was just so cool. I have pictures on my Instagram from those visits, and I just have so many good memories of going to the original Chicago store. Like they had they obviously still had the cafe, and they had a big red chair for photo ops on the street, so.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so magical.
Yeah, and like, cause it was before it was part of Water Tower, it was its own building.
That's so cool. We are going to talk about more about American Girl stores later in the podcast, which is going to be so exciting, and I think it's like a segment I'm like so looking forward to. So how did you get into the AGIG / AGTube, the whole doll social media world?
Yeah, so I remember one day when I was a freshman in college, I was bored. So like I typed American Girl dolls into the search bar on YouTube and I started watching everyone's videos, and I thought I really loved what people were coming up with. So I joined AG Playthings and I started doing photo shoots with my dolls. And once Instagram became a thing, I started following lots of AGIGers.
That's so cool. I remember American Girl Playthings.
Yeah, I mean, they are still around, but now that AG social media is main method of how things are.
So what's the reason behind your Instagram name?
Once we're on the spot, we often have trouble coming up with names. Like for my dolls who have names, I'm boring. They all just have names I like. So for my Instagram username, I just used my initials and then American Girl. How did you come up with Dollies and Rainbows? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
I was with my cousin and it was on my dad's side, And we were playing as little girls do. And I was like, you know what? We should act out like if we had like a YouTube channel. And she was like, okay. And I was like, what should our name be? And I was like, it needs to be something dolls. I was like, Dollies something. Dollies and. And I think she was like, oh, rainbows. Because we both like rainbows. And I was like, okay. So it was kind of like simple like that. And so when I went to start it, I was like, you know what? I've always had this kind of thing underneath my belt. Like, let's just, yeah. Rainbows are really fun, and I really love them, and I love like the meaning behind them too. And I love, you know, like when it rains, look for rainbows, or like, you know, there's always rainbows after the storm. Like, I always think that's like, I don't know, but yeah.
I've grown up in Cleveland, Ohio, and I remember since I always had such good memories of going to American Girl, like I was hoping that they would open up a store in Cleveland so I could work there. And then when I heard they were opening up a store in Columbus, I was thinking, well, if they're opening one in Columbus, they probably won't open one in Cleveland. So I was thinking I might as well apply there. So I applied there and I was hired in April of 2013. And the store opened that June. And the grand opening of that store is just one of my favorite memories. It was just so exciting to see so many people who'd come from all over the country. They were all just so excited. There were lots of people who they go to all the store openings. There were people just lined up around the block. And I remember our manager said to us, like on grand opening day, he said to us, it's hard for you guys to imagine, but I'm sure, but these people outside are even more excited than we are. And I said, no, they aren't. And then he said, okay, more excited than anyone except Simone.
That's so funny.
And like, even like, we also had the soft opening. And of course, lots of people from the AG world found out about that. So that was also fun. And on the day I had off of soft opening week, I went with some family members to eat in the bistro so the bistro staff could get some practice. And that was a lot of fun.
It sounds so special. I did not know that you like worked literally when it was like opening. Like that is so cool that you got to experience the soft opening, the grand opening. What were you doing like before it like officially opened? Were you just like training and stuff?
Because, like, obviously, we had to learn like about AG policies and about how to use the registers and do the hairstyles and like set up the store, of course.
That sounds so cool. Like, what was so, like, I imagine, like, setting up is like taking dolls out, making the displays.
Well, the visual people did that, but we like put the boxes with stuff on the shelf.
That sounds so fun. Oh my goodness, getting a store ready. Ah, I love
Really, it really was. It was like those few weeks were some of the most fun periods of my life.
So, what was your positions or like positions during you working at American Girl?
Yeah, so my position at American Girl was I was hired as a part-time sales associate. And then after about 2 years, I became a full-time sales associate. And then for my last 6 months or so, I was a sales lead.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so cool. With that, what did your positions entail?
Yeah, so when I was a sales associate, I would alternate between shifts on the cash register and on the and walking around on the sales floor. And I would make a point to greet every customer who came in and learn about who they were shopping for and what dolls they had. I would often ask them about who their favorite dolls were, what their favorite items were, how long they'd been into AG, and if they'd been to any other stores, and if there'd been a new product release yesterday. Recently, I would ask them, oh, what do you think of the new stuff? And once I became a more seasoned sales associate, I took on additional responsibilities like training new team members, tracking supply inventory, and assisting with closing duties like locking the doors, closing the registers, making sure all tasks on the checklist had been completed by the associates, and then ensuring the store was cleared of customers. And then when I became a sales lead, I had 2 or 3 hourly manager on duty shifts every day. And that was when I would ensure that all the associates were in their assigned zones, all the customers were being assisted and that the sales floor was being run smoothly and efficiently. And sometimes if the associates needed a manager assistance, they would page for me. And at the end of each shift, I would record the hourly sales numbers, like the sales made versus sales plan, the average dollar sale, and then the units per transaction.
You've like worked like a lot of different kind of jobs at American Girl, and I love that.
Yeah, I loved it.
Did you have like a favorite of which one that you liked more?
I liked being a lead, but I, like I said, my special, whenever there was something special going on, like a new character coming out, that was always my favorite time.
That sounds like a really fun thing to do, you know? Getting the customers like hyped up about it, setting it out. What did an average day look like at American Girl?
Well, the truth is, there was no typical day. I think that I've already laid out my basic duties, but like I said, I really looked forward to the special days. The new product launches were always my favorite time because it was exciting not only to see the new stuff, but to see how excited people who came in were. I would sometimes help with setting up the new products on the sales floor the night before they were released to the public. And I also would always look forward to when they gave us the notebook with the previews. And when we had a new character come out, we would usually have a giveaway for people who came to the store, like a doll shirt related to that character. You probably remember that from your days
Yes.
at your store.
I remember going to American Girl Kansas City and getting like so many different giveaway stuff. It was like so much fun.
Yeah, and like, did you guys also play the movies in the mall movie theater?
Yeah, so with ours, the first time we had our movie premieres, I went to all of them because they were so much fun and I thought they were the most coolest thing when I was growing up.
We would often have something then, like we would often give them a goodie bag. We'd have a craft project tied in for a holiday or a new product release, or if it was a specific character's birthday.
Yeah, going back to the movie premieres with Kansas City, we had the first one in the mall, and then the second one, there was no movie theater in the mall, so they like made it out of like a screen thing, which was really neat. But for like, yeah, I have pictures. I'll have to send it to you afterwards. And like all around like the little event, they had like vendors kind of set up too. But then after that, going forward for Isabel and like onwards until Leah, we actually had it at like a I think it was an AMC, but it was like 20 minutes away from the store. It was like a little bit of a drive, but you would check in at the store, they would have some activities, and then you would like go to the movie theater. And they had like the red carpet set up at the movie theater. They might have some activities, but it was really fun.
Oh, it really was. And another thing I really liked was sometimes we would have off-site events to promote American Girl, which would be were also fun because sometimes people who weren't familiar, like at the Ohio State Fair and the local conservatory and an annual sports expo and at Boo at the Zoo, we would set up a table with a craft project and some candy and usually a few dolls. And like that was also fun because people who weren't familiar with AG would stop at our table and it was fun to introduce it to potential new fans.
That's so cool. I did not know that you guys did that. Like, this is like the first time I heard about that. That's so cool. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and we would also sometimes have American Girl Day with the Columbus NHL team, the Blue Jackets, and the minor league baseball team, the Clippers. So,
I think Kansas City did that for sure. I don't know if they,
yeah,
I
with
think
the
they did.
Royals and the Chiefs.
Yeah. I know St. Louis definitely did that with the Cardinals. What advice would you give to someone wanting to work for American Girl?
I would tell them to not be afraid to talk about their love for American Girl. Like, if you like taking photos with your job, Include those with your application. Lots of my favorite memories of my time at American Girl is talking with the people who came in about American Girl. And to this day, I have many people who would come into the store on AGIJ.
That's so cool. I love that. Such an inspiring message, too. Don't be afraid to talk about your interests and your hobbies.
Exactly. I know, when you're younger, you're often afraid to talk about these sorts of things. But when you're older, you realize there's nothing wrong with talking. Like on my personal Instagram, I have it in my bio that I'm an American Girl collector, and I like my dolls, they're not hidden. So anyone who comes over to my house is going to see them. And people know about my dolls. Like I've told people who I've been romantically interested in about. So I'm just telling any younger listeners, when you grow up, people are not going to judge you for it the way the mean kids at school might. And
Yeah, and I would even say that for the older generation too, who are just getting into that again or, discovering they really have a passion for it. Like, it's nothing's wrong with doing what you love.
exactly. I mean, when I was younger, not just American Girl, but I was very closed about my interests in general. But now I'm super open about them, and no one gives me a hard time about it. So if you apply
And
to American Girl, don't be afraid to tell them about how much you love American Girl, and show them any pictures. Like if you have any good memories of going to different stores, tell them about it, because that's what I did, in my cover letter. And when I went in for my interview, they hired me on the spot.
that's so special and cool. Given the chance, would you work for American Girl again?
Oh yeah, I'm still holding on to hope that they'll stop closing stores and they'll open up a store in Cleveland, because the reason why I stopped was I wanted to be in the same city as my family. And 'cause I loved American Girl, but it was just hard being 2 hours away. And since I worked most weekends, that was the time when my parents and my brother weren't working or in school, so I didn't get to see them that much. So American Girl, if you ever decides to open up a store in Cleveland, I'll come work there.
American Girl, if you're listening, come on. Let's get a store open. It always makes me so sad to say these words because, it means the episode's ending, the fun's kind of over-ish. Anyways, we have reached the end of episode 26. Simone is such a lovely person. Oh my goodness, I love her so much.
So much for having me, and
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. If you have not done so already, make sure you follow Simone's Instagram account. It is at sq.americangirl. She's great. She's lovely. She's awesome. She deserves your follow. And plus, her account's just so cute. And so I will link it down below in the description box of this podcast episode so you can go check her out. Besides checking Simone out, feel free to check out the Doll Mom Podcast social media handles on social media as well. That's such a. Okay. Anyways, we are on Instagram at Doll Mom Podcast. We are on Facebook, Doll Mom Podcast. We're on TikTok at Doll Mom Podcast. So be sure that you go check us out, give us a follow, give us all the love because it's amazing. My name's Mal. I am Dollies and Rainbows on Instagram and YouTube, Pinterest, TikTok. We're all over the place on the online. So if you want to go check me out, that is where I'm at. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I really hope you all enjoyed it. I had so much fun recording it with Simone. It was amazing. I really loved it. And I hope you all loved it just as much as I do. So I hope you all have an amazing day, amazing time. Until I talk to you next. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for listening.